I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
It's Rick Tittle.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to another live edition of Titillating Sports, a TGIF edition. Yeah, that's right. That's what I had said. Get ready for your weekend. We'll get you ready right here for the next 3 hours at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard, girl, wherever you might happen to be listening across this great land of ours and so foreign lands from sea to shining sea. And of course, I'm talking about the Caspian Sea. 1-800-878-PLAY. Also, don't forget, we are on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, maybe even submarines at antenna depth. I was once a guest on the USS Ohio, a Trident sub up there in the Puget Sound, Bangor, Washington, just outside of Bremerton, where the Missouri is mothballed, where MacArthur accepted the surrender of the Empire of Japan. I'm getting off on a tangent. But if you are in the military, I'm on your side, and you're doing a great job, so stay safe and come home soon. Other ways of listening to the program: the TuneIn Radio app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all apropos applications for receiving. Also another app, Deep Fried Mozzarella Sticks. Not as good, but you can stick them in your ears and see if you can hear the show. Also on your cable systems, CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2. That's in 35 million homes. Less than Santa, but still it's a lot of homes. And social media-wise, if you're in junior high, we have at Rick Tittle at Twitter. Imagine being English and always hitting those T's hard. That would be really hard. That's why they say Saturday. They just drop the T entirely, don't they? Is it all right? Sorry, Saturday. And then also Tittleating Sports with Rick Tittle is the Facebook fan page. So many fans. I'm so famous. Jan Wall, our good buddy, film critic, Friday first hour. She'll join us with a bunch of great guests. TJ Miller joins me later in the show as well. Come on back.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. And as I mentioned, Friday's Hour One, it's always our pleasure to bring in our good friend, the film critic and Hollywood insider, Jan Wall. How are you, Jan?
Hey, I'm doing great. God, I'm so excited. I actually saw a really good new movie.
Oh, we will definitely want to hear what that is. But let's bring in our first guest. It is Abigail Munn. She is the executive director of Circus Bella. Not only is she the executive director, she's the artistic director, writer, producer, performer, and she's here to talk about a show called Humorous, which is part of the 12th annual Circus in the Parks. It's a new one-ring outdoor circus show. It's going to begin here on the 26th and go through September 9th. Abigail, welcome to the show. How is it to wear all these hats as a performer and also the person in charge and everything else?
Oh, it's always a little crazy, but it's fun. I love what I do. No day is the same. I wake up in the morning, I never know what surprised.
Right. What inspired you to get into this kind of performing in this world of circus?
I grew up in San Francisco, and my parents, when I was 9 years old, and that was a little while ago, my parents signed me up for a class with the Pickle Family Circus up on Patrol Hill when they had their space up there, and I walked in the room and I said, this is it. This is what I want to do. So, and I grew up going to the Pickle Family Circus, and so I both worked as a dancer and a trapeze artist for quite a few years, doing cabaret shows and then modern dance, and then worked my trapeze act, and I ran off and joined the circus for a little while. And then I came back here, and with a really close friend of mine, David Hunt, 13 years ago, we started Circus Bella. We had kind of the idea to bring a show that had the similar feeling of what the Pickle Family Circus was when they did their outdoor shows, and so could we bring this back to the Bay Area? And so, and now here we are. We're still here doing it every year. So
At what point, Abigail, did you say, this isn't just something fun I'm doing, but this is my living, this is what I do?
I think this has always been what I've done. I teach a little Pilates on the side, and it's the hustle of an artist, and it's trying to survive as an artist in the Bay Area is real. But, before Circus Bella, I had a little dance troupe, and, so this has just kind of always been my life. So I think I would say 9 years old. I'm very one track minded. So don't get in my way. In a gentle and kind and kind of humorous way, but I've kind of just had my one track mind on this company.
What kind of so you have the trapeze? Do you still do trapeze? And then what other acts do you have as part of this?
We have also. So it's kind of big news, but I'm retiring from the trapeze this year. And one of our kind of absolute beloved company members, she's been with us, I think, since 2013, Dora Galea, is going to be performing Aerial Hoop. The act is beautiful. And then we have contortionists and clowns, and we have this wonderful chair stack act. So he stacks a bazillion chairs. He's coming up from San Diego, Garrett Allen. Clowns. We have a six... Who else? Jefferson is a juggler, wonderful juggler. And we also have a six-piece live band for all our performances.
Oh, fun. Oh, it's so good in these days, to have something fun and upbeat like all of that. And for family.
We need
too.
It.
Yeah, we really need it. If people wanted to see a movie about circus, I think Trapeze with Burt Lancaster, who, by the way, started as a trapeze artist, and continued doing that through his acting, through much of his acting. Anyway, the movie Trapeze, and then the greatest, what is it, about the circus?
The
Greatest Show on Earth, which won Best Picture at the Oscars the year it came out. So what do you think? What do you think people should
absolutely
see?
Absolutely. And I think those two movies are my favorite, actually. And, here's a story about, I can go on for a long time, but here's a fun story about The Greatest Show on Earth. The circus I worked with 2005 was Zope Circus, and that was run by Alberto Zope, and his act is actually featured in that movie, The Greatest Show on Earth. So you could see him. He was kind of the patriarch of the show when I was on it, but he, as a young man, is in that movie doing his family act, and there's a whole long story about how his family came to the United States to do that act for that movie. So I always have a very special connection with that movie.
Great.
Abigail, what are some of the variables about performing outside of, weather and honking horns and ambulances and maybe some crazy guy jumping in the middle?
I think that's all of them. There's more. And then things we can't even imagine. Wind is always... I know in the Bay Area at 4 o'clock, if we don't have the juggling act wrapped up, it's going to be windy. There's always, at this point, we've been performing outside for a long time. So we sort of, it's kind of comfortable, but it's a really different way of performing. In a theater, you have a very controlled environment and you have lights and everybody is completely focused on you. We're competing with crazy people and seagulls, there's nothing we can do. But I think it's wonderful because to me, what's kind of exciting is that, if you drive by the park at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's nothing there. You'll drive back another hour. There's a circus up. If you happen to be walking by and there's a little mad, you could just stop by and see a circus. And then a couple hours after the show, we're gone. So I think there's something pretty magical about that.
Well, everybody should check it out at circusbella.org and circusbella.org.humorous. And I know you're going to have a preview on Thursday down at DeFremery Park in West Oakland. So is that when you kind of work all the kinks out, or is it already on rails at that point?
We hope it's on the rails. That'll be our first. We did a run through yesterday, and I'm actually standing outside our rehearsal space in West Oakland right now. So we'll be running it, but it'll be the first time we switch from actually our indoor warehouse space to being outside and with an audience. So, you know, it's always this exciting moment when all the pieces come together. Yeah.
And one last question for you. This is free?
It's absolutely free. This is it's amazing. So we do, you know, if you felt it is free to the public, but it is not free to produce. You know, I'm very proud to employ an amazing cast of 18 local artists. So if you felt like you wanted to make a donation, you can go to circusbella.org/donate to help continue this amazing tradition that we've started.
Well, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and she is a vet at this. Make sure to check it out. As I mentioned, the preview on the 26th coming up here in 6 days, and it's going to run through the 9th with 10 performances only, and you have to check it out at circusbella.org. Abigail Munn, congratulations, and thanks for coming on.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.
All right, really cool. And Jen, we'll come back and we'll talk about a new movie with the director. How about that?
Okay.
We'll do that next. Rick Tittle and Jen Wall, come on back on Sports Byline.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
All right, whatever works. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome to the show filmmaker Patrick Leteri. He has directed a new movie called The Land of Owls, which has just debuted video on demand. First of all, Patrick, am I saying your surname correctly?
It's close. It's Leteri, but I'm sure during Ellis Island, at some point in that process, someone made the same mistake as you, so I'm totally cool with it. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Leteri, it's on Apple TV, iTunes, Amazon. It's getting great, great distribution. This is from First Run Features, and it follows a pair of Brooklyn couples working through their issues in the Catskills. So my first question is, Patrick, is this something that reflects your family or anything that you have had yourself?
I've never been to a upstate relationship retreat, but I am from upstate New York, and I do most of the time live in New York City. So the kind of themes of what these people go through is very personal, but the actual experience, not quite a documentary in that regard.
Wow, this is Jan Wall. I'm a movie critic, and let me tell you, your reviews have been amazing. How does that make you feel? You must be very proud of the reviews this film's getting.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice to hear, and thank you. I think, making a film can be such an isolating process and kind of something you do with a small group of people. So just the opportunity for folks outside of our little bubble to see it and to have opinions about it, good or bad, it's pretty exciting. It's a new feeling. So, yeah.
And I mentioned you're the director, but you also wrote it, you produced it. Is it sometimes a double-edged sword that here you have all this control, but then again, it's all on you, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of it is kind of letting go of that control and really, especially in filmmaking, just relying on the ensemble of people, whether it's the person behind the camera or the actors themselves, and like what they can contribute to the story, to how it looks, to how it feels, and just being really open to that. That's always been, regardless of the set type of set I'm on or the budget level I'm on, it's always like keeping that in mind and not kind of thinking sort of like a monolith, just being open to that, because it just makes it better.
Relationships are such a challenge. So what's the core or the, what is it that these people are going through? I know they're going through a lot, but what is it that's the biggest, in cinema, what you really had to show?
Yeah, I mean, I think we were trying to show when you're in a city and you're in your kind of day-to-day life with all the distractions that entails, it's kind of easy to forget about the stuff at the core of why you're with that person and kind of how you feel about each other. And so this film is kind of distills that down and just shows people that, once they get to this sort of idyllic upstate retreat, they kind of have to face themselves. And that was like, that kind of unlocked the drama, I think, for us and like the story itself.
What would you say, when someone looks at the plot and it's like, it's another couple angst story, and did you kind of think, I need to take a different look at it? Like, how do you separate yourself from the pack in that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think just being okay with, I'm going to write something about relationships, about themes and subjects that have been, that have been addressed before, but kind of having faith that the way that we'll do it and the people we kind of bring into the fold and the actors and just everything will be unique, and just having a bit of blind faith, but also not, we weren't trying to make, there was definitely references and influences in like the way we made it, but just trying to have the film reflect the experience of making it and the energy of the people that And like I was saying earlier, just like what everyone can bring to it, that's going to make it unique, you know, and kind of solve that sort of hanging question that I think is accurate. You know, that's a real thing to kind of, when you're debating kind of what to write about, but just having faith that like the specificity of people's experiences that are your collaborators and yourself will kind of solve that in a way, if that makes sense.
You know, the Catskills is where Danny Kaye and Mel Brooks and, you know, just about every great comic you can think of started, you know, in the Catskills. Did that have anything to do with you choosing to place your film there?
It's funny because this film is not, I mean, there's definitely funny moments and funny scenes, but it's not a comedy. But my experience being in this area and my friends that live here and being from here, I feel that all the time, this sort of like humor and kind of absurd moments that you sort of experience here. And so that was kind of all in the background. I think that the film itself and like the things that, you know, the themes it deals with don't necessarily go in that direction, but it definitely is part of like the fabric of this area. And yeah, something, you know, I've seen done really well in other films and I was really kind of influenced by, I guess, kind of in the background of this for sure.
A couple more questions for Patrick Lettery. His new film, Land of Owls, is out now. How much, when you're in such control as a writer and director and producer, do you second guess yourself or maybe try to adapt on the fly or listen to your actors? Or do you think that's going to really run it off the rails and you really have to stick to the plan?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I think for this project and in general, I try to work with folks that are also like just, you know, storytellers in their own right and like have perspectives that, you know, have that willingness to kind of go there. So I'm very open. I don't really think about filmmaking as like a auteur, like kind of one person executing a vision. Movies like that I enjoy and that's fine, but it's just not the way I work. So I was really kind of on the other side of things and just, you know, but there is a balance, you know, because you do kind of have to have some structural ideas and sort of aesthetics in your mind, but then when you're actually there on set working with folks, that's the fun part, is to kind of get that collaborative, you know, thing going.
Oh, it's really hard working with actors and actresses in terms of, you have to threaten them sometimes, you know, I'll take away your close-up or whatever, you know. These people, did you know them? Did you do casting sessions?
Yeah, we had a great casting director, Kate Geller, who's cast a bunch of great indie films the last little while. And I knew about half the cast going in and half of the folks we had just met. And I think a lot of it is like, you know, before the cameras start rolling, just having those conversations and kind of meeting them where they're at as far as like what information they need to go into a scene and feel confident and not feel like I don't have enough information or, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing. So there's definitely, yeah, it's just kind of just being really transparent and just like that, seeking that kind of clarity before the pressure of like, okay, you know, we're rolling. Before that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, before that.
Before we let you go, could you tell us a little bit more about Lead and Copper, because this is going to be an important doc you're working on.
Yeah, this is a project I've been working on for about 5 to 6 years. I'm producing it. My friend Will Hart is directing, and that's a story about the lead and water crisis in America in various cities. There's a lot of time in Newark, Washington, D.C., where there was some issues a few decades ago. So that's a project that we're kind of finishing up right now and looking forward, like hopefully next year, to be able to share it on festivals and hopefully, you know, come back and chat about that. It's a totally different kind of side of things, you know, documentary and obviously like very kind of relevant to a lot of people and places in this country. So that's a really exciting and fulfilling project that I'm kind of honored to be.
That's Patrick Lettery, The Land of Owls, which I mentioned just came out a couple days ago. It's streaming on Apple TV, iTunes, and Amazon as well. He directed it, he produced it, he wrote it, and he's been our guest. Patrick, congratulations. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, Patrick.
Hey, thanks so much. Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, you too. And Jan, you know, a lot of times when you have these type of films that deal with sort of like couples angst, I always find that I need to care about even if it has great repartee and it's great writing, I really need to care about one of the characters, you know what I mean? I need to invest
in it. At least one. For me, as a female, you know, I can't stand it when it's really interesting guy, like a Matthew McConaughey or something, and then some dumb girl, you know, or some girl that's kind of one-dimensional about her looks or something. I need to have the woman be just as smart or interesting so I can connect into that relationship. You know, the battle of the sexes only works when both sides are armed. So yeah, both sides have to be interesting.
I know, and for me sometimes, and I know this is a flaw in my personality, but if I feel like they don't match, like when Harry Met Sally, I love Billy Crystal. Mm-hmm. I love Billy Crystal, but I thought Meg Ryan was way out of his league, and I just
way out of his league. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I know he's charming and everything, so I shouldn't say that, but I just thought she's not going to go for him. But
well, yeah, but he's so cute. I mean, yeah, I could see why you think that, but as a chick, let me tell you, she would go for him. I mean, he's just cuter than hell.
Who's your number one, William Holden?
No, actually, right now it's Hugh Jackman.
Oh, okay. You know, he. Did you hear about? They just announced today that he has a new movie on HBO Max called Reminiscence.
I'm dying to see it. Anything just with Hugh Jackman, his dumb stuff that he does for the money.
He did a circus movie too.
Yeah, The Great Showman.
That's
yeah.
right. All right, Jan Wall and Rick Tittle, more. Come on back. Who's watching me?
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm going to go anymore.
Tittle thinks there's a direct correlation between dogs and lightning.
Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you all over America and the world on American Forces Radio Network as well. And we're quite happy to bring in filmmaker Dash Shaw. He has directed and written a new animated thriller called Crypto Zoo, which is out today on demand and in theaters as well from Magnolia Pictures. Dash, welcome to the program. The first thing I notice about this is that once again, as you did with My Entire High School Sinking into the Sea, you have got some big names in Hollywood who are doing the voices. What's your hookup? How do you know all these people?
Thanks so much for saying that. I mean, it's not that I know them. Often I'm just showing them a section of the movie. You know, with Lake Bell, we kind of had 10 minutes of these hippies in the woods we could show her and the script, and I'm as flabbergasted grateful as you are.
Right. Hippie in the woods. That sounds really good. I was a hippie in the woods.
Yeah.
Well, this is you, Jan Wall.
And my parents, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, listen, I was thinking when I was going to interview you, I was just down at the Academy Museum that's opening down in L.A. next month, and they have this incredible, please forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it right, Hayao Miyazaki exhibit, this huge room, and this huge book, and all this stuff about him. Are you inspired by people like that?
Oh, totally. I mean, Miyazaki is one of my absolute favorites. Yeah. You know, what a great imagination. You know, and often when I watch a movie or see a book, I'm kind of, one of my criteria is the force of this person's imagination. How powerful is their imagination, you know? And Miyazaki is like William Blake or Maurice Sendak. He's like a visionary artist.
You got to go down to that museum. They are dedicating so much to him.
Now, this film has already won awards. It won an award here in SF Film Festival. It won an award at Sundance. It's been in the Berlin Film Festival as well. And for people who don't know, this is about crypto zookeepers and bringing in some fantastical, mythological creatures. Can you tell us how this all kind of came together in your head, Dash?
Yeah, I was thinking, one of the very first thoughts was sort of like drawing as our only way of seeing imaginary beings. They can't be photographed, you know, so drawing, kind of doodle drawing can be a direct circuit to the imaginary world. That was one part of it. And also I make these movies with my wife, Jane, and Jane had an all-women's Dungeons and Dragons group then. And so the idea of making something with all of these creatures, like she painted most of the cryptids in the movie, she would be psyched to do that. That would be fun. So the first thing was like make an awesome mythological creature animated movie.
Wow.
What would be, in your opinion, like if you had to show, you know, you talked about showing Lake Bell. What would, if someone said, hey, you know, we're thinking about giving you distribution, and as we said, you got great distribution from Magnolia, but what would be like maybe the 5 minutes that you think kind of encapsulates the best part of the film?
Huh. You know, the center of the movie has these three women that all work at a crypto zoo, and they're all kind of trying... They all have different reasons why they think this zoo would be a good idea. And it's kind of, there's a clip that it went online when it premiered at the Berlinale. I think it's on YouTube. So they're kind of going through the park, because the park, it's kind of, I think the movie is kind of like Jurassic Park in that you know that it's going to fail. Like at the, before you probably even start the movie, you just see the poster Jurassic Park. You just know this movie is going to be how this park doesn't work out. And Crypto Zoo is like that too. It's, we're going to see the fall of this kind of misguided attempt of kind of introducing these kind of radical imaginary beings to the public. So I think when they're kind of getting a tour of the park, it's for that would be a good clip.
Don't hate me for asking this, but are any of these mythological imaginary animals, oh, not animals, creatures, are they cute and cuddly, any of them?
Some of them probably are. I think there's a petting zoo part of the park. You know, the part of it is that they all come from actual mythologies around the world. So we didn't make up any cryptids. And that felt important to me, that it would be like a fantasy movie, but it's about our world and how fantasy is treated in our world. And that the kind of blurring between the fantasy world and the real world would be exciting. So, you know, some of these cryptids are just hybrid creatures that are part one animal and part another animal, and they're probably docile and cute, and you could pet them.
A couple more questions for Dash Shaw, the man behind the new animated thriller Crypto Zoo, which is out today. When you have these voiceover artists, as you know, Susan Sarandon, Maya Rudolph, Michael Cera, do they come into a booth, do it three different ways and leave, or are you standing there making them do 50 takes? I mean, how does it all work?
Well, it's been different times. Often I'm reading opposite them. Sometimes we get the actors together and we video record them, so then I'm kind of drawing their performances like in figure drawing class. That's the case for the two lovers at the beginning of this movie. So it's not traced, but I'm looking at footage of Michael Cera, and even though the character doesn't look like Michael Cera, I'm having him hold his hand the way Michael Cera held his hand as he was approaching the unicorn. You know, the kind of pickup voice recordings were done during the pandemic. So in that case, I was mailing Lake Bell a microphone, and she was like huddling in her closet and recording some kind of, tweaks, altered versions of lines, new lines, but her first voice records were done in a booth opposite me. Yeah, it kind of ends up being like a collage, putting them all together. On High School Sinking, I had most of it drawn before it was voice cast, so none of the characters could be kind of inspired by the actors, whereas Crypto Zoo, I promised myself I wouldn't draw someone until after it had been voice cast, and I think that made a huge difference. So like Lake Bell, for instance, she couldn't see what her character looked like when she did those first records because she hadn't been drawn yet, you know, and then when I kind of, me thinking about seeing her and her voice made me think of these kind of pre-Raphaelite paintings, the Dante Gabriel Rossetti paintings of Jane Morris, so that inspired that character design. So, you know, so much of a movie, of course, is looking at the characters, looking at their faces. And if it hadn't have been Lake Bell, you know, it would have been a very different movie.
Wow. I'm such a Susan Sarandon geek, you know. What was that experience like with her?
Her first voice record, you know, that was a long time ago. I just remember her second voice records. It was like her, we caught her on her way to Burning Man. So she popped in for a couple hours.
and it was like her famous trip to Burning Man. Yeah, she was amazing. You know, that was very, very intimidating, of course, because I didn't go to film school. I was mostly like a, more of an art school kind of guy and drawing comics and stuff. So the acting end of it was completely new to me. But I think I got better on it, but you know, during making these things. And I think that I hope that Crypto Zoo, is a better movie than my first movie. Although I'm proud of the first movie. I'm not going to, knock it.
So when it comes to graphic novels, which you do as well, could you tell us a little bit, because I'm intrigued by the title of Bottomless Belly Button.
Yeah, that's about a very, like, an old couple that have children and grandchildren, and they invite their big family to their beach house to kind of announce that they're getting a divorce. And it stays inside of like the 3 days at that beach house. But the time is very kind of decompressed because it's a long comic book, but it reads very quickly. I did that right after college, and it stayed in print for many years, and somehow I look back at it and I'm kind of, you know, it's like my younger self kind of made something that I've gotten to, that has taken me places, but I'm not that person anymore. It's kind of interesting. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. One last question for you, and that is, what's next?
I'd love to make another animated movie. I got ones cooking. The best thing to do is, everyone go see Crypto Zoo and let people know that they want to see, you know, unusual animated movies, and that'll make it a lot easier for me to make another one.
All right, there he is. Great name, by the way. Dash Shaw.
Right?
Director,
yeah,
and writer of the animated thriller Crypto Zoo, which is available today, video on demand and in theaters from Magnolia Pictures. Dash, congratulations and thanks for dropping by.
Thank you. Dash. Thanks so much.
All right, Jen, we'll take a break and we'll hear about this movie you like so much.
Oh, it's so good.
Ooh, I can't wait. Come on back, y'all.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760.
800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Rick Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
Oh, that's messed up. All right, Jan Wall, what should we be watching?
Oh, honey, let me tell you, everybody, it just came out in theaters, and it is worth going to the movie house. Mask up, do whatever you have to do. It's long, but it's worth it. It's called Respect, and it is Jennifer Hudson as Aretha Franklin. It's not just that she's fabulous in this, and Forest Whitaker and other good people, but it's also that it's a really important, poignant, dramatic, powerful story of this woman. And it's a lot of interesting things about her journey, and also takes you right up to the end of her life. And she had a good, long, meaningful life. So it is just a terrific film. Respect.
Very cool. I have a little... A little recommendation too. I don't know if you've seen it yet. I like documentaries about Hollywood, and
love it.
Yeah,
love it.
And I was
love
talking it. About that one, The Agent. I already forgot his name, but anyway, there was a new one on Netflix called Inventing David Geffen, and
wow, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it's 2 hours, and of course he's still alive.
Of course he is, and he donates huge things.
He's donated a lot of money. But what's amazing about the documentary is that, of course, he's there to talk about it. But how he got his start, he just was some high school kid that lied and said he went to UCLA, and then to work in a mail room, and then they wanted to check, and so he forged this letter from UCLA saying yes. Yes, he did go there, and that's how he got it started, by lying.
Wow, how interesting. And this museum I keep talking to, he donated this state-of-the-art 1,000-person movie theater there that holds like 80-piece band. I mean, I'm sure I'm exaggerating, but it's just crazy beautiful. And he donated that. I mean, that's typical of David Geffen. Of course, the David Geffen Playhouse in Westwood. I mean, this guy's amazing and so rich. I'd love to know that story.
Yeah, you should. And the other funny thing is, too, is that, he was gay, but Cher went for him. And he's like, well, I can't pass up Cher. So he was straight with Cher for a few years, and then Cher fell in love with Greg Allman and kind of broke his heart a little bit. But she's in it. She talks about it. They seem like they're still cool. And he goes like, okay, I got to go back to being gay again. But I just thought it was funny that he's like, well,
wow.
I mean, it is Cher. It doesn't matter if I'm gay. I can't not be with Cher.
It's love good it. Stuff.
Yeah, I always like the little the insider type of
absolutely.
Stories.
So this is
like the
David Geffen story on Netflix?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours long, and it's I really,
cool.
really, really recommend it.
Wow.
so cool. He made his money in the music business, right?
It's amazing all the things that he did. Yeah, and the way, and he was a cutthroat guy, and like the Eagles and others say that, you know, he you didn't want to be on his bad side because that little guy, you know, he would get you. Yeah, you check it out, Janie.
Okay, honey. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We'll talk to you next week. I'm Rick Tittle,
okay.
And we'll come on back.